relating to equal access to health, migrant health, sexual and reproductive health, and comprehensive sexuality education. Healthcare in Malta, which includes mental health services and sexual and reproductive healthcare services, is available for free to all eligible persons. All migrants rescued at sea, as well as third country nationals coming to seek work, are provided with medical care on arrival as required. Adults and adolescents are vaccinated against diphtheria, tetanus, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella. Children are provided with vaccines in line with Malta's national immunization schedule, including vaccination against human papillomavirus to all girls and boys over the age of 12, which are catch-up for all persons born in the year 2000 and after. Vaccination against tuberculosis is also offered as needed. On migrant health issues, education and training on specific pertinent issues is provided by a migrant health liaison office within primary healthcare services. In Malta, information and training sessions have been delivered to mental health professionals, pediatricians, and newly recruited staff in primary healthcare on culture and sensitivity, cultural competence, cultural diversity, as well as training on specific issues, including FGM, the realities of human trafficking, and grievous bodily harm in migrants. Similar sessions on FGM are also planned for PSCD teachers and the judiciary. The Migrant Health Liaison Office, together with pediatric consultants, provide medical certificates to girls examined for FGM to prevent their return to FGM-prevalent countries. In parallel, sessions on similar topics are also held with migrant communities, aimed to prevent other victims of such crimes and inform on the support services available. Sessions on emotional wellness were provided to migrant women who expressed concern on their sense of belonging and on family wellness and family conflict. On the important thematic area of sexual and reproductive health, the provision of quality health services in Malta is continuously evolving. All efforts are made to address the challenges and changing needs presented by a rapidly growing and diverse population, including the consideration of social and cultural factors. Further to the enactment of the Gender Identity, Gender Expression and Sex Characteristics Act of 2015 and the Embryo Protection Amendment Act of 2018, government has remained committed in its efforts to improving the availability of preventive and primary care sexual and reproductive health care services and to implement and raise awareness on SRHR in Malta, including for gender minorities. Malta's sexual health strategy is currently being updated and is expected to be published for consultation shortly. The strategy is expected to include several planned initiatives beyond the extensive national health services, which are already being provided free of charge to eligible persons. Current services include the promotion and education of sexual and reproductive health, including on issues relating to sexual and gender identity, family planning services incorporating education and modern methods of contraception, antenatal, natal, postnatal, and emergency obstetric care by skilled personnel, prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of STIs, HIV, AIDS, and other infections and cancers of the reproductive tract, prevention and treatment of IVF, including available to diverse forms of families, information, education, prevention, surveillance, care, and counseling for victims of sexual and other forms of violence. Contraceptives are easily accessible in community pharmacies, and the morning after pill has been licensed for sale in Maltese pharmacies since 2016. The genitourinary clinics in Malta and Goza are easily accessible by telephone as part of the National Health Service, and a strategic plan for decentralization of these services is underway. A gender well-being clinic set up in 2018 offers multidisciplinary services to trans, intersex, and gender diverse individuals. In 2018, the Embryo Protection Act was amended to allow access to IVF to single women and same-sex couples. A bill voted on in Parliament in June 2023 amended Malta's criminal code to provide an exception for circumstances where a doctor intervenes to save the life of a woman experiencing complications during her pregnancy. Until recently, the termination of pregnancy was illegal under all circumstances. So in the event of a medical intervention to save the life of a woman experiencing complications during pregnancy, both the mother and doctors could have been liable to criminal proceedings under the interpretation of the law. In such cases, all efforts would be made to save both mother and child through the practice of double effect. However, no legal provisions were in place to protect the mother and attending doctors if a medical intervention was required to save a woman's life. Malta considers comprehensive sexuality education to be a critical component of sexual and reproductive health. Ongoing initiatives between the Ministries for Health and Education in Malta include sexual education campaigns for teaching professionals. Comprehensive sexual and sexuality and relationships education, SRE, is a statutory subject within the PSCD curriculum for school children. The education policy on inclusive education in schools was updated to incorporate specific goals related to transgender variant and intersex learners. The latest national curriculum framework document and SRE guidelines clearly reflect the focus on inclusivity, critical thinking and reflection about gender identities, gender role, stereotyping, and different sexual choices and orientations. The delivery of SRE lessons has been reinforced by the development and acquisition of different resources to assist and equip teachers to address a range of outcomes using a modeling technique for safer sex, whilst providing a safe and non-judgmental environment for students to discuss these issues and seek advice. I thank you.
Thank you. I now